Ted Judah was born on March 4, 1826, in Bridgeport, Connecticut. His father, an Episcopal clergyman, moved to Troy, New York, while Ted was still a boy. Ted passed up a naval career to go to the Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy, where he graduated with an engineering degree. It was an age and a place of great railroad building. Young Judah threw himself into it with gusto, imagination, and energy. From 1844 on, he was continuously engaged in planning and construction, mainly of railroads. At age 21, he married Miss Anna Ferona Pierce, daughter of a Greenfield, Massachusetts merchant. She was an artist, a lively writer, a splendid personality, and the perfect choice as someone to help his career. She moved with her husband 20 times in half a dozen years. They went to Niagara Falls, where he planned and built the Niagara Gorge Railroad, one of the great feats of engineering of the 1840s. In an 1889 letter, Anna Judah wrote, "Our cottage on the banks of the river between the falls and the suspension bridge is still there, with the beautiful view of both falls and Whirlpool Rapids below the bridge. He selected the site, built the cottage, there had his railroad office, and did his work for that wonderful piece of engineering." In 1854, Judah was in Buffalo, building part of what would later become the Erie Railroad system. An urgent telegram from the Seymour brothers summoned him to New York City. He went, had a meeting, and 3 days later sent Anna a telegram. "Be home tonight. We sail for California April 2nd. He got back to Buffalo that evening. "You can imagine my consternation on his arrival," Anna wrote. He burst through the door and blurted out, "Anna, I am going to California to be the pioneer railroad engineer of the Pacific Coast. It is my opportunity, although I have so much here." She was not about to stand in his way. He had read and studied for years the problem of building a continental railway and talked about it. "It will be built," he used to say, "and I am going to have something to do with it." Big talk for a young man still in his 20s. But he was a quick study, hard worker, inventive, sure of himself, not much on humor, and supremely competent, which is why nearly every railroad then being built in the East wanted Judah to be its engineer. Besides being fully employed, Judah had reason to be suspicious of California. Everything had to be imported, and his brother Charles, already there, had told him in correspondence something of the harshness of life there. He went anyway, not so much to build the little Sacramento Valley Railroad as to find the route and the money and the construction gangs to build the first transcontinental railroad. He could hardly wait to get going. In April 1854, 3 weeks after meeting with the Seymours and the president of the Sacramento Valley Railroad, he had swept up Anna, returned to New York, and was off by steamer for Nicaragua. The ship was crowded, mainly men searching for wealth, but Judah found a number of men returning to California, and he sat at the dining room table with them, soaking up all he could about the new land. At Nicaragua, he and Anna proceeded by the Nicaragua River and Lake for the Pacific Ocean, where they boarded a crowded Pacific mail steamer bound for San Francisco. In the middle of May, they arrived in San Francisco. Judah proceeded at once to Sacramento, where he immediately got to work for the Sacramento Valley Railroad. Until that time, no train whistle had ever been heard west of the Missouri River. Nevertheless, the Californians wanted, needed, had to have a railroad connection with the East. The state legislature passed resolutions demanding that the federal government make it possible. This wasn't calling for the impossible, for by 1854, train technology had advanced far enough to make a transcontinental railroad feasible. It had been thought originally that human beings could not travel at 60 miles per hour, that trains could not climb an incline or go around a curve. But soon engineers discovered they could climb a grade of 2%, or 106 feet per mile, and that a train could manage a curve of 10 degrees, radius 574 feet, and 60 miles per hour did not harm the passengers.